Hello, and welcome to Gen X, Y, and I, a conversation with three generations of positive people, featuring Real World Dar.
That is I.
Millennial Melissa.
Hello.
And not-so-silent Bob.
I am here again.
We'll make you laugh, we'll make you think, and we'll always end on a happy note. This episode is brought to you in part by Breakwater Federal Credit Union in Houghton, Michigan. They have a special offer for our listeners. Come in for a consumer loan, mention this podcast, and they will waive the $100 processing fee. Limit one per person, membership required, and all loans are subject to credit approval. In today's episode, we're talking about what was something your parents instilled that you couldn't wait to get rid of.
Ooh, so many.
Ooh, that's a hard one.
But we should introduce our guest millennial first. Bob, you want to do
I
the
sure
honors?
Do. Okay. I met Melissa Obadi almost a year ago, getting close to a year ago, and we just clicked. I mean, she runs a medical office around here, and I had so much fun talking to her. I told her, "What would you charge me if I just came in and talked?"
And they said we do it all the time.
So I thought she would be a wonderful millennial guest, and I know she's fun. And I'm so glad she's here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we should do a shout out because they're one of our sponsors.
Yes.
UP Audiology. So thank you for your sponsorship.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining
us
today.
Everybody in the office loves to listen. So,
sweet. Thank you. Wonderful. So, okay. So should I go first? What
Please.
Are you thinking? Okay.
And take all the time you want.
Stall. So I had a pretty decent childhood, and I had the privilege of being an only child. I grew up with I did have two parents, my mother and my grandmother. So people would say single parent, but my mama and my grandmother were, I got it. But so I was always protected because I had that only child thing going on. But I also had the privilege of all of my grandmother's children. My mom was the oldest of five, and so I had siblings around me. So it was actually pretty cool. So I had a fun childhood. But a couple things. One that my mom would do every year was school clothes shopping. And I thought that I would want to get rid of that. But it has turned into a love and passion for fashion. So I actually do now have a fashion consulting business that's called Darvon Consulting. So, but I used to dread it every year because my mom would pick out stuff and I'm like, nobody's wearing that. Kids aren't wearing that. And then lo and behold, it was what was in. It was the fashion of the season. And so one thing that I used to resent school clothes shopping with my mom because she would pick out stuff and I was like, no. And I would trust her instincts. And even as an adult, before she passed away, I would call her or take pictures or something so that she could see what I was wearing to give a seal of approval. So that kind of came full circle. The other thing was being told, don't eat with your hands. Don't slurp with your food. Did you all get that growing up?
Oh, absolutely.
And then I traveled. And when I went to Africa, they eat with their hands. Huh. And I was like, all these years, I got permission to eat with my hands.
I was just in the wrong country.
I was in the wrong country. I grew up in the wrong family. And then I go to China, and slurping is compliments to the chef.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm giving all of our audience listeners permission to eat with your hands and slurp your food.
My grandkids are not going to listen to this.
And so those are the things that was instilled in me is use utensils, use your fork and knife, and don't slurp your food. And as I traveled, I learned that these things are acceptable in other cultures. And so I use them to defend eating with my hands and slurping. So go forth and slurp.
That was interesting. I didn't know some of that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Just being in my travels. And so, yeah, pretty cool stuff.
Mm-hmm. Melissa, do you want to go next?
Yeah, I told these guys before we started, I don't really have a whole lot. I mean, I grew up in a pretty awesome household. My mm-hmm. parents were great people. My mom was a teacher, so there was a big emphasis on using correct grammar. So I was born and raised in the UP.
Okay. Local girl.
Yes. Left for a long time and came back to raise my kids. And
they always come back.
Yeah. It's just that draw, that lake. It's that lake.
I'm looking at our production manager, and he's a local too, so he's nodding his head over here, Chris, right? Yes. They always come back. But go ahead, Melissa. Sorry.
That's okay. So I was born and raised here. My mom was a teacher, heavy emphasis on grammar. There was no cursing in our household. Mm. I remember the first time I cursed, I was probably 17 or 18, and she looked at me like she was going to cry that I said that.
Was it liberating for you?
No, it was petrifying. Yeah. But that's not even what I was going to talk about, because really, I mean, every family has their quirks and their things that they do. And I think you just choose when you have your own family to not do certain things or to do things differently. The joke in our family, and we had dinner last night with my parents, is my mom washes out all of her plastic bags and saves her tinfoil. So this is just a agree to disagree in our family, because it can get a little heated when we're talking about this. So I do not rewash my plastic bags, and I do not save my tinfoil.
Do you recycle your plastic bags?
I pretty much primarily use like things that can be washed, like glass. Gotcha. And you know those really cool reusable bags now where you can throw them in the dishwasher and Yeah, so that's always been a joke in our family of, you know, you get over there and there's all of her plastic bags lined up, washed, ready to be reused again.
Is she Great Depression? What's her age?
My mom is 70. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yep.
Yeah, so that's on the cusp of
But why be wasteful?
Right.
I mean, why just throw it away if you can reuse it, which I understand, but I just never wanted to wash my plastic bags.
Got it.
We wash everything now with recycling. You know, to put it in the recycling, you got to clean it off before you put it in there. So we
do. I'm a hardcore recycler, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So are you done?
Sure.
My turn, then. Well, I'm glad you guys went first, because you gave me some ideas. I was really struggling with this one.
Bob,
and I guess one thing I
prepared,
could one thing I could now say, because of what you said, one of the things my mom did, and my dad and we all went along with it, every piece of furniture was covered.
Oh, the plastic.
They went through unbelievable amount of time. I remember being drugged to furniture stores. I hated shopping with my mom. And, you know, drug all over the place. And you had to pick the perfect thing. It had to match everything. Then they cover it up and you never saw it again.
So I'm guessing you don't cover your furniture.
We don't cover anything up. Am I right?
Nothing. Everything is fair game in your house.
So, gosh, I forgot about that, you know, until you mentioned the thing about your mom. I guess the other thing, another thing that's interesting about this is that you guys are talking about, and I just talk about it like behavior, but there's another part of being instilled, and it's like values and morals and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's where I was stuck because obviously I am what I am because of my parents, but what did I want to give up or what did I want to get rid
that's
of?
That's interesting, Bob.
And that was really hard for me. Yeah. The only thing I can think of, and I'll say it, not really a long thing, is getting up early.
Ooh.
My mom and dad got up early all the time, all their lives. I never liked getting up early. I still hate getting up early.
I'm with you.
For me, I don't want to do anything until about noon. I mean, if I have my choice. And even later than that. And Melissa knows, because I go see her once in a while, my appointments are always after 2.
And I know not to call before noon and to expect a text or call from Bob at 1 a.m. So, yes.
And I love staying up late.
Night owl.
So I blame them for this whole thing. Not because here's why.
Now that I think about it.
Here's why I'm blaming them. Because they used to go ahead and make like staying up late a special thing, a reward. And so I feel really good about staying up late.
It's get rewarded every night now.
Yes, right. It looks like I can do whatever I want to do.
Liberation.
I can stay up late, and boy, that's a great experience.
Nice.
Well, they used to make us go to bed all the time early.
Yeah, we had to be in bed by the 8 o'clock movie when I was growing up.
And so my brother and I would sneak around because we had a really long house, so we would sneak around on the one end of the house until they caught us.
Well, I will say that I'm different from you two because I'm an early morning person. And unlike my husband, he can sleep in like you, Bob. And I have a human alarm clock, so very rarely do I get up to.
And you stay up late. How do you do that?
PhD.
Oh, gosh.
Three letters. I hope it changes after I get this thing done in December.
And you're not grouchy. You're a nice person.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it. No sleep and
it's
nice
not good. This is going to affect me long term. This is called chronic stress. It's bad. Don't do this, people at home. Yes, but I'm in it. I'm no quitter, so I got to finish. So I wake up early and I stay up late right now. So hopefully I can.
This too shall pass.
Amen, sister. Amen. So, yeah. What's our happy note? What's the happy note?
This too shall pass.
You will finish, Dar. Keep at it.
You got this. Sleep is in your future.
That's right. But we're very thankful for our parents and our upbringings and the influence of our lives, right?
Yes.
Cool. All right.
Thanks for listening. If you have any suggestions that you'd like us to discuss, you can email us at genxyandi@gmail.com. Also, let us know what you think of the episodes. We love hearing from you. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcast, Audioboom, or your podcast platform of choice. Thanks again to our wonderful sponsors, REO Acoustics, Upper Peninsula Audiology, and Breakwater Federal Credit Union.